Opening. Welcome to OV English School. Here's a strange question for you. Why can a school summer holiday feel endless, but a year at work can feel very short? That question is at the heart of today's lesson. We often say time goes faster as we get older. But does time really speed up, or does our mind change the way it feels? If you like clear English explanations, visit ovenglish.com. Today we will explore time, attention, memory, and routine in a simple way. As you listen, ask yourself this. Is a year shorter, or is it just less memorable? News story. Let's start with the main idea. Many people notice the same pattern. When they are children, 1 year can feel huge. A child who is 6 years old has lived only 6 years, so 1 year is about 1/6 of life. For a 60-year-old, 1 year is only 1/60. This is called the proportion effect. In simple words, the same 12 months are a bigger part of a small life than of a long one. That can help explain why time feels different at 6 and at 60. This idea is easy to see in daily life. Think about one summer holiday. For a child, it may feel like a long world of swimming, games, and waiting. For an adult, that same 8-week break can pass quickly. The calendar is the same. The feeling is different. So the first answer is not that the clock changes. It is that our life experience changes. Now let's look at attention and novelty. Novelty means something new, not familiar. Childhood has many first experiences. The first day at school, the first trip to the sea, the first time riding a bike. These moments ask for more attention. The brain notices details because everything is new. That can create richer memories. Later, when life becomes more familiar, fewer moments feel fresh. If many days look the same, the brain stores fewer clear memory marks. This matters because memory changes our idea of time. When we look back on a year with many strong memories, it can feel full and long. When we look back on a year with very similar days, it can feel empty and short. So time can feel slower in memory when it contains more change. This is why a year with travel, learning, or a new job may feel longer. A quiet year with the same routine may feel shorter. Routine is another big piece of the puzzle. Many adults wake up, work, eat, scroll, sleep, and repeat. This kind of repeated pattern can make days blur together. One Monday looks like the next Monday. In this case, the brain does less fresh work. It runs on automatic mode. Automatic means you do something without thinking hard about each step. That can make time feel compressed, almost like a video played too fast. But there is a useful twist here. Routine is not always bad. It can save energy and reduce stress. Still, too much routine may make life feel shorter in memory. By contrast, travel or learning can stretch time in the mind. Taking a different route or trying a new food can do the same. A day in a new city may feel longer than a day at home. Why? Because the brain is paying attention. It is collecting more details. Let's connect this to attention in the present moment. Time can also feel slower when we are fully present. For example, if you are waiting for an important message, every minute can feel very long. You are noticing each second. But if you are distracted by messages, music, and tabs on your screen, the hours can disappear. In one case, your mind is focused. In the other, it is scattered. This is why attention changes time feeling so much. Here is a simple way to test this idea in real life. During a 10-minute walk, notice 5 specific things. You might see a red door, hear one bird, smell coffee, or feel cold air. That walk may feel longer than a walk where you think about emails the whole time. The minutes are the same. The experience is not. This gives us a very practical clue. Time feeling is not only about the clock. It is also about how closely we live the moment. The bigger picture is interesting. Time itself does not seem to speed up for adults in a physical way. A minute is still 60 seconds. A day is still 24 hours. But our experience of time changes with age, routine, memory, and attention. Childhood often contains more novelty and more intense attention. Adult life often contains more repetition and more automatic habits. That is why many adults say, the year went by so fast. It may mean the year was not empty. It may mean it was less distinct in memory. This idea can also help us make life feel fuller. If you want time to feel richer, add small changes. Walk a new street. Cook a new meal. Read about a place like Kyoto in Japan, which has about 1.4 million people. Or learn about the Eiffel Tower in Paris, which is 330 meters high. New facts and new experiences give the mind more to hold. So the question is not only, how old are we? It is also, how awake are we in the time we have? Practice question, why can 1 year feel bigger to a child than to an adult? Answer, because 1 year is a larger part of a child's whole life, it is a smaller part of an adult's life. Question, what does novelty mean in this lesson? Answer, it means something new or unfamiliar. New experiences make the brain pay more attention. Question, why can routine make time feel shorter in memory? Answer, because repeated days blur together, the brain stores fewer clear details. Question, how does attention change time feeling in the present moment? Answer, when we are fully present, time can feel slower. When we are distracted, it can feel faster. Question, what is one practical way to make time feel richer? Answer, try new activities like taking a different route or learning something new. This adds more memories and detail. Closing, so does time actually move faster as we get older? The clock says no. A year is still 12 months, and a day is still 24 hours. But our experience can change a lot. Childhood feels long because it is a bigger part of life and full of first experiences. Adult routine can make time blur. New experiences, strong attention, and real presence can make time feel fuller. If you want more lessons like this, visit ovenglish.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, your time may feel different, but you can still shape how you live it.